Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin, and it's the 26th of June today. And I was very proud of my children's school achievements last week, which reminded me that I've forgotten something major in my phonics rant last week, and I still can't believe I forgot that bit because it's a major bugbear of mine. Now Henry, he's not quite 4 yet, but he's been learning phonics since the beginning of the year. And apparently last week, when the teacher asked, he was shouting them out first, all the sounds. And the teacher actually had to ask him to give someone else a chance. And Amelia completed her sticker chart. She gets stickers for good behaviour as well as academic achievements, which resulted in a certificate from the head teacher as well as a special mention at assembly. And she also did really well in a very difficult spelling test on Friday. What made the test so difficult was that it consisted entirely of homophones, so words that sound the same but spelled differently. What made it even more difficult is that she didn't know half those words. It's always difficult to learn something when you don't understand it. So anyway, she did really well, and that reminded me that actually the other big problem I have with phonics teaching is that so the children are taught the sounds, and then they are actively encouraged to write using their phonics knowledge, which means they end up writing words down the way they hear them, which is in almost all cases wrong. And sometimes you can't even work out what they've written until you read it out aloud, and then you know what the word is supposed to be. The problems I have with that is that I don't know what it does to the children's self-esteem and willingness to learn to do something the way they are told, get praise for doing that right, and then getting told that actually it was wrong and they now have to learn something completely different. Rather than teaching them the spelling of the word alongside with the way it sounds. And the other thing, of course, is it's far more difficult to unlearn something you've previously learned that was wrong, than to learn something new. And I can certainly see that with Amelia, and the way she still writes words the phonetic way, even though we've told her numerous times how to spell them correctly. So, yes, I don't quite understand the science behind that, and if anybody knows, I'd love to know. I actually commented to the teacher that I thought the spellings last Friday were a bit hard, and he pointed me to the Department of Education website. So I have yet to check this out. I don't know whether that means the government is micromanaging in terms of which 10 words of spellings appear in pupils' homework every week. But yes, anyway, quite frightening, that one. Anyway, thanks for listening. I just wanted to add this to my thoughts on phonics teaching. Bye for now.